This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, Nick and Emma from the Indianapolis band Radar Gold share their top five songs from influential women musicians. We'll learn about Grammy and Oscar-winning Lawrence North High and Ball State University grad Tierra Thomas, and we'll hear some of her music along with clips from our weekly Indiana Music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, co-host Charlene Birdsong has a musical feature walking us through the music and accomplishments of Tierra Thomas.
Yeah, I thought that I had first heard about Tierra Thomas when she was nominated for her first Grammy in 2020, and I saw the post from other local music lovers congratulating the Lawrence North High School alum and Ball State graduate, but I never heard her name, well, I thought. But doing a deep dive into Thomas and her music, I realized I do know her name and her music and her voice. Tierra Thomas is an award-winning singer-songwriter from Indianapolis, Indiana. She gained popularity online by playing and writing guitar covers of popular hip-hop songs from the 90s and 2000s that inspired her. In 2013, she quickly became a multi-platinum artist with her collaboration on the song Bad with Wale, which she wrote while she attended Ball State. But before we get into Tierra Thomas's catapult into fame, let's talk about the fun down-home stuff. This song is a clip of one of Tierra Thomas's stylistic covers, a song by Aaliyah called Somebody.
Boy, I've been watching you like a hawk in the sky that flies near my way. But I promise you, if we keep bumping heads, I know.
In this video that's posted on YouTube, Thomas strums a guitar in front of a white wall, which is likely her Ball State dorm room. Thomas often talks about how she was writing and producing songs in her college dorm, and how 90s R&B is a constant source of inspiration in her music, like the song that thrust her into the limelight, Bad. And this song, Thomas says she's creating a kind of response to a song she loved but could never listen to as a child because she grew up in a religious household. It's a song by the 504 Boys called Some Cut.
What it is, yo, or what's up? Can a player just keep in touch? Crack you up like you ain't been. Show us all how to really give it up. Well, give me your number. And I'll call, and I'll follow that thing in the mall. Take it home so we can do it all.
Do you hear that annoying bed squeak that has you, like, uncontrollably bouncing your shoulders? That sound is also in Tierra Thomas's version. But the cool thing about Thomas is that she's not afraid to do it herself. Tierra says that the song was fully produced in a dorm room, and to avoid possible copyright infringement, the Trillbill bed squeaks had to be replaced with real bed spring squeaks. The song is so important because it led Tierra to be featured on Wale's mixtape, The Gifted. But Tierra Thomas was only getting started when her first chart topper, Bad, went 3x platinum. She also has many solo releases, like this song from 2017 titled Don't Mention My Name.
Issues to fade. I can't, you're getting into it.
In 2020, she won Song of the Year for writing I Can't Breathe with Her. That's H-E-R, the artist Her. Tierra Thomas and Her have become a musical force, racking up awards and chart toppers for their collaborations, including this one, which Tierra Thomas wrote while she was a student at Ball State. No sleep, while we doing our thing, moving too fast. Candy paint with the windows all black, seats creme brulee. What they gonna say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. We up till 6 in the morning. When the sunrise, we'll be on it. Boy, I got 5, you know it's all live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' slide. Baby, when we gon' slide. In 2021, Thomas is nominated for 4 Grammys, all for her brilliant songwriting. So I'm happy I can finally put a face to the voice and maybe even dig into Thomas's writing credits to find more gems from this Indianapolis songwriter. Let's listen to one more of Tierra Thomas's solo releases. This is Mary Jane on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Charlene. Coming up after a quick break, we'll listen into Radar Gold's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Emma and Nick Clark, band leaders for the Indianapolis band Radar Gold, share their top 5 influential women musicians in just a moment. But before we get to that, let's listen to some of their music. This is a clip of Planet Sings.
Okay, this is Nick and Emma from Radar Gold, and we're doing a list of our top 5 most influential women in music history. This is just influential to us, though. And number 5 is the song Freight Train by Elizabeth Cotton. It's a really powerful and moving song. It's from the early 1900s. She wrote this song as a teen. She taught herself how to play guitar. She's an incredible guitar player. She actually is like coined for inventing the cotton picking style of guitar playing. And she just has a really cool story, and this song is amazing.
Freight train, run so fast. Freight train, run so fast. Please don't tell what train.
Number 4 is the song Ain't That Peculiar. It's originally by Smokey Robinson, but I chose the cover by the band Fanny. They were an all-woman band from the 70s who I feel like just did not get enough recognition. They're super cool. Each member plays their instrument like super well. And I recommend watching the live performance of this song on YouTube. It's super powerful and moving.
Yeah, the next one, number 3, is a song called Come On Home by the Lajadu Sisters. They're Nigerian twin sisters who mixed Afrobeats with jazz and disco. This is from their album Horizon Unlimited from 1976. Ooh, ooh, come on, my
Number two is the song Year of the Glad by Marnie Stern. She is super influential to us. I feel like she should just be a household name when it comes to women in music and just musicians in general. She's like amazing at guitar and she's super talented. Her last album came out in 2013 and I'm still waiting for more music from her. Number one is the song Is It Cold in the Water by Sophie from 2018. You want to say something?
Yeah, she made avant-garde pop music. It was really innovative. She did things that nobody else, you know, was doing or is even doing now at the time, and brought that kind of, you know, rare, strange music to a large audience. She died in January this year, so... It's a horrible thing, you know, we're just trying to enjoy the music that she was able to put out in her time.
Thanks, Nick and Emma from Radar Gold for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can listen from anywhere at wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, Charlene has our first song of the night. Charlene, what is it?
This is a song by indie-based Window Dancer. The song is called Sunset Blues, and it has a pretty cool video online for this song. Check it out.
Sunset blues, or so they said. Yellows and oranges and your red hair. I feel so alone when the night comes. Sunset Blues.
That was Indianapolis-based Window Dancer with Sunset Blues. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. But first, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Indianapolis group Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks make self-proclaimed music for introspective 20-somethings. I unfortunately no longer fit that 20-something category, but I'm happy to say that I must either be introspective enough or young enough at heart to greatly enjoy this band despite my age. Here's the title track from their 2021 release, Awful House.
This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. This is Indianapolis-based folk rock band Ross Hollow. You can see a making of their latest video on Instagram and a full video on YouTube. Just search for the band Ross Hollow. This is Black and Blue from Ross Hollow on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great Saturday night.
Gave you all my time that I found the